Okay, today we get to Mitzvah Taf Zayin, Mitzvah 407, the second of two mitzvos in Parshas Maaseh. Today's Isser is not keeping one's word, Lo Yachel Dvaro. This is part of the three mitzvos related to Nedarim. We did one of them yesterday. Today's the second, and the third one will be later on in the Torah. So the Torah tells us again, Ish ki der neder Hashem. If a person makes a neder, oh, he shava shvua, or he makes a shvua. We're not getting into the differences right now. Bless her Yisrael nafsho. Lo yachel dvaro. That's today's iser. One cannot make chul in his words. One has to keep his words. Lo yachel dvaro. Rashi says, lo yachalel dvaro. Lo yaased dvaro chulin. I shouldn't make my words like nothing, meaningless, and not keep it. I have to keep my word. Kachal hayotzei mipiv yaaseh. Everything that I said I will do, I need to do, both in the area, as the Rambam said yesterday, in the area of Nidre Isser, if somebody assers food or a certain type of pleasure or a certain person on themselves, or Nidre Hektish. Either way, that is today's Isser, Lo Yachel Dvaro. Again, this overlaps with other Averis as well. If there are business related to Karbanos and other issues that come up, maybe we'll talk about some of them. But separately, it's a separate issue. If somebody says, that hamburger is usser to me, and I eat it, so then I violate the isser of Lo Yachel Dvaro. Says the Chinuch, Shenimnanu, we are commanded, Shlo Lashanos, Mashenechayev, Benafshosein, B'dibur. What we created with our Dibur, we are not allowed to change if we decided to do something. One might violate, just as an example, the isser of Temura. Somebody tries to change their carbon. They want to do carbon A, they do carbon B. So if somebody tries to do that, that also might be an example. Besides the Isra of Temura, the Isra of Lo Yachel. V'yafal pi shehu b'lo shvua. Even if somebody doesn't make an oath about it. V'elu heima nedarim. What nedarim are included in this Isra? Kagon. Sheyomar la'adam peiros olama peiros medina plonis. If somebody says, fruit of the world is aser to me. Fruit of such certain country. O min ploni shall pay was aser alav. Or oranges are aser to me. Ukamochain, or if a person says, Shayomar ishto asura alav. If a person says, his wife is aser upon him. Uchayotze belu and yanam shachayev lekayem alav. If somebody says a certain thing is aser upon me, so then that is a nether and it is chal. One of the differences between a nether and a shvua is on the gavra and a nether is on the chefsa. If a person says he is not allowed to do something for his wife, that might be nishba masal mashagas batorah. I already took a shvua at Har Sinai that I'm going to fulfill all of my obligations as a Jewish husband. And okay, I got married with that tonight. And if I try to change that afterwards, I wouldn't be able to do that. Nidarim sometimes gets under the rug because it is a different mechanism than a shvua, and it could be chal in certain cases. And in all these cases, if somebody asks something and then they do not keep their word, they are violating lo yachel. Person cannot do that and not follow up what he means. That is one type of nidarim that are included. What nidre iser? There is another type, as we mentioned yesterday, and he quotes it today. V'chein b'chol mashi yadar adam l'kar, but alabat aga bayis olet staka ola beis ha-knesses. If somebody makes a neder to give a karban, or to give something to the beis ha-migdash, or just to give something to the shul. If somebody makes an appeal, you could violate this iser b'zman hazeh. If somebody pledges something at an appeal, and they do not fulfill their pledge, then they are in violation of Lo Yachel Dvaro. The question is, how long does one have? Bizman HaMikdash, you had, the Gemara talks about certain limitations of three chagim. The first chag, the second chag, is it always Sukkis? Let's say three chagim. You have a yantif period to fulfill it. But once that yant period comes up, it could be that also Bizman HaZet, you'd violate Lo Yachel Dvaro if one does not keep their word. Ukayotzi, but then overall, Lo Yachel Dvaro. Those are examples. Nidre Isser and Nidre Hektish are included in Lo Yachel. But other inyanim, kagon, hanodol chaveru davar. I promise that I'm going to do this for you. I promise that I'm going to pick you up at 8 o'clock. And I don't pick you up at 8 o'clock. Do I violate Bal Yachel? No, Bal Yachel is only, like the Rambam says, the beginning of Nidarim, Nidre Isser and Nidre Hektish. Just promising to do something else and not keeping my word, that's not Lo Yachel. Right, that might be something else, as we're about to see in a second, but that's not Bal Yachel. Kigona, no del chaver davar. Oha omer davar ploni e'ese o lo e'ese. Shelo b'losho neder v'isser v'kanamos. Afo pishehu mechuar. V'lo yasu kein rak p'chusei ha'nefesh b'bnei adam. Even though that's ugly, and only the lowly of spirit will involve themselves in such behavior, talking like that, eina over b'lo yachel el b'in shakasavnu. Bal Yachel, today's isser, lo yachel dvaro, is only by Nidre Isser and Nidre Hektish. The Mishnah Malach, in the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim, quotes of Machlokas Rishonim. It's also quoted here in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph. What is the Iker Neder and what is the Tafel Neder? We know there are two ways you can make a Neder. I could say, this thing is Asur to me. Period. That's called, a Neder. Or I could do what's called Hatfasa. Hatfasa literally means to grab. I could take something that is already Asur and I could say, this thing should be Asur like that thing is Asur. Hatfasa. So what is the Iker Neder? So the Mishnah Lelach points out that it seems to be a machlokas. Rishonim, the yesh over him, I'm just reading the Minchas Chinuch here. The Iker HaNeder, Shiomer Dav, Ezeh Aser Alai, Havi LeNeder. Some say the Iker is, like the Rambam seems to say, that this item is Aser on me. Achim Matfis, but if somebody grabs, meaning connects, makes it Aser based on something else, or Achlahatfis, but Davar another. There are rules. What are you allowed to connect it to? If I say this thing should be Aser to me, like pig is Aser to me, that's meaningless. Because this can't be pig. If I say this is usher to me like that carbon is usher to me, that's called the davar hanadur. The first item I myself made usher as well. So there's an affinity between what I'm trying to usher and what is already usher to me. So that's called the davar hanadur, and that could work. So basar ozeh alai carbon. So those are the two types of ways, two mechanisms that could work. So it seems like from the Rambam and from the Chinuch that the Iker Isser is just saying it's usher. Not doing hatfasa. But he says, if you look at the Ran says, the beginning of Shavuos Shtayim, Shekasav de'ikar neder ha'amur ba'torah, haynu shetla'o b'davar ha'nador. Shekar ha'neder b'hatfasahu. V'yavah b'ishim lo etfisu chayil, ha'humi din yadhu. Okay, machlokas we've shown him, what is the ikar language of a neder included, and what is the tafel language. Either way, they're both included in the Isser. But now the Chinuch says, yes, I just mentioned that this Isser of Loyachal Dvaro is limited to Nidre Isser and Nidre Hekdish, but if I just promised to bring you lunch, and I didn't bring you lunch, I promised to do anything, I promised to buy you something, I didn't buy you it, so then I do not violate Bal Yachel. What do I violate? Amnam ala kol nemar, batora midvar sheker tirchak. You shall stay away from falsehood. That is the all-inclusive Isser, if you could call it, even though there's no lashon of lo or al or pen or yishamer, but midvar sheket tirchak, stay away from falsehood. The Gemara in Shabbos even says fascinatingly, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalid, Gemara talks there all about the Aleph Beis. Every letter of the Aleph Beis teaches us a message. So there it talks about the letters in the word sheker and the letters in the word emes. The letters in the word sheker, says the Gemara, are very flimsy. Very flimsy. They all have a point at the bottom. They're all leaning over. The shin, the kuf only has one leg, and it's all leaning over, and the resh, while MS, each letter has two legs. The aleph has two legs. The mem has two legs. The tuf has two legs, because MS stands. MS is sturdy. Sheker, even the letters of the word, sheker wobbles, and it's not steady. The Gemara also says MS is strong and it's spread out. Right? You have Aleph as the first letter of the Aleph base, Tav as the last letter of the Aleph base, and Mem is the middle letter of the Aleph base. Sheker, they're all right near each other. Kuf Rei Shin. Why? So the Gemara says because emistic people are few and far between. Got a lot of space in between. Sheker, they're all over the place, Shekranim. So that's why they're all close together giving us that message. But that's Sheker and MS. So this, anything I say that I do not fulfill would be included in Midvar Sheker Tirchak. There is a time, as we know, that the Gemara says that one is allowed to bend the truth, not say the whole truth, or maybe even outright lie and make up a story. That's the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samachay, Amud Beis, where the Gemara talks about Mipnei HaShalom, Darkei Shalom, says the Gemara. Mutar lo adam l'shanos b'nei HaShalom. And then the next day it says, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Mitzvah l'shanos. You learn from Shmuel HaNavi, because Shmuel says to Hashem, how can I go anoint David HaMelech if Shaul's going to kill me? And Hashem says, don't worry about it. You know, make up a story. Make up a story. You bring on carbon v'chulu. You can bring on carbon. That's true. We even learn it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know the famous comment of Rashi in Sefer Bereishis, that when Hashem reports to Avraham what Sarah had said, he leaves out half the truth. He says, she said that she was old, even though she had also said that he was old. Hashem did not report that. That is the idea of Mishaneh Mipnei HaShalom. Rabbi Daniel Feldman, in his book, The Right and the Good, he talks about this machlokes about mutter or mitzvah. What's the difference between, what's the svara? Mitzvah l'shanas Mipnei HaShalom, or mutter l'shanas Mipnei HaShalom. So he discusses, how do we look at the idea that you're allowed to be Mishana Ibn Shalom, to use the parlance of, you know, a lumdis that we know of, is it Hutra or Dechuya? Is it that you're lying, but you're allowed to lie in this circumstance because of the greater good of keeping the peace, of Darkei Shalom, of Shalom Bayis? Or do we say, no, in this circumstance, it's not called lying. Lying doesn't mean not telling the truth. Lying means not telling the truth when the purpose is negative, when there is no purpose. But if the purpose is positive, that's not called sheker. How do you translate sheker? Now, don't translate it just based on the English word, based on what other people translate as sheker. Right? Titen emes liYaakov. The same issue. Yaakov Avinu is so emesdik, right? With the brachas and with Lavan. The answer is emes depends on the circumstance. And sometimes emes requires you possibly to bend the truth. So is it hutra or is it techuya? Right? Just to give it as a mashal, right? The Gemara, famous Gemara in Ksubis. Ketzer meraktim avnei hakala. Ketzer meraktim avnei hakala. What do you say in front of the Kala? So Beis Shammai says, describe her exactly as she is. Kala kamoshehi. Okay, Kala kamoshehi. If she's not so pretty, so that's what you gotta say. Sounds like. Beis Hillel says, no, Kala no vachasuda. She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. You can say she's gorgeous. So Kala no vachasuda, what if she's not? So the Gemara says, that Beis Hillel says, come on, if somebody just bought something, you're gonna tell them that they just made a bad deal? You're gonna tell them it's wonderful, it's great, it's fine. So what does that mean? Says the Ritva. Right there in Ksubas Yuzayin, the kol shehu mibnei darkei shalom ein bo mishum dvar sheker tirchak. Sounds like from the Ritva, not 100%, but it sounds like from the Ritva that he is saying a hutra approach. When it's darkei shalom, it's not called midvar sheker tirchak. You could say it means it is sheker, but you don't have to be marchik from it. Okay, but you also might read the Ritva as when it's mishum shalom, then it's not called sheker. That is a possibility how to read it. So that is a discussion in the poskim. So suggests Rabbi Feldman, maybe that's an afkamina. If you say it's allowed, it's this or there, but you're allowed to, then you'd say mutter l'shanos. But if you say that it is not there, it's not called lying, then maybe you have a chiv to do it, because it's darkei shalom. You're not lying. So if you're not lying, so then you're chayiv to do it in that circumstance. That could be the machlokas between mitzvah and mutter. Another nafkamina might be, are you mamish allowed to lie? All the examples given in the Gemara were bending the truth, saying half the truth, trying to cover up. Or do we say that you're allowed to do anything? Totally. Right? Like Chazal tried to limit. Ani esav becharecha. Right, ani kama esav v'charecha. All the tries that Chazal mentioned back in Sefer Bereishis, that might be pointing to a dechuya type of approach. Try to limit it as much as one can. But if it's hutra, that type of circumstance, then maybe one wouldn't have to limit it. Either way, this is an important discussion. Lamaisa, there are tshuvas that talk about this. There's one tshuva in the Maharshag. In the Maharshag, there is a tshuva that a woman got married. And wonderful, they're living with her new husband, and she's amazing and wonderful. She has a baby. She's a baby boy. Mazel tov, and the husband's getting ready for the pidyon haben. The problem is that this woman had been married previously, or had been with another man previously, unbeknownst to the husband, and she had already had a baby. And then she was a balas tshuva, she didn't say anything, and the question is now, if she mentions something that's obviously going to cause big problems in Shalom Bayis, big problems in the husband's relationship, and it might even ruin the marriage. So does she have to say something? There's no isser being done now. If there's an isser of living in sin, a woman was aged as Shazinsa, that's a more serious shiloh. But here it's a question of doing a pidyon haben or not. So the issue is, okay, bracha. Bracha, that's an issue. So what are you going to do about the bracha? Is there any way to get out of the bracha? Would you allow a bracha she'en etzricha, a bracha levatala in the circumstance? Is that an issa daraisa? Is that an issa darabanan? Important discussions that are had, but again, there is netios lahakel in many of these cases. Also writing the fact that a woman is a psula in the ksuba, there are netios lahakel, even if she's not a psula, maybe the husband is being mochel to her, as if she was a psula. Okay, there are different issues, but a lot of these is all within the parameters of midrash sheker tirchak, and in a certain circumstance, maybe it's not even called sheker. So says the chinuch, that even if one makes a promise, what we would call a promise, and it's not nidre isser or nidre hektish, so one wouldn't violate bal yachel, but one would still be in violation of midvar sheker tirchak. Good. Shorish of the mitzvah. What are some of the messages of the mitzvah? Being a darm b'shvuos. I already wrote that, as he said yesterday, back in Lo Sisa. But one important discussion to mention here in Kamoti Shalarav, he discusses what is the one of the pernicious elements of Lo Yachal Dvaro. The Chinuch mentioned this as well back in Lo Sisa, and that is not keeping my neder, in a certain sense, is worse than any other ma'isa avera. Or most other ma'isa averas. Because most other ma'isa averas, he quotes this from the Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam, the Mor Nevuchim, Gimel Ches. Most other averas, I do with my body. But, what's going on here? I did something with my mouth, with my words. My words, it's what's supposed to differentiate me between the animal kingdom and the human kingdom. Right? Like the famous Unkelis, Vahi Adam Lenefesh Chai L'Ruach Mamala. Right? Man is a talking spirit, reflecting intellect, reflecting his unique stature in the world of Nivraim. Says the Rambam, if somebody makes a neder and doesn't fulfill it, they are now abusing this koach. It's not just that I'm abusing my body. My body and the animal's body, right? We're both, we have this animalistic instinct. But if I'm using my words to do an avera, like Lashon Hara, like any other averas, but this is in that category, and that makes it worse in a sense, and he gets shot into a medrash based on this. But this is a message of Lo Yechal Dvaro. We're dafka using something that is given to us to be different than the animals, and we are using it for lowly purposes. Once we're talking about Nedarim, we have to mention the holiest night of the year, Kol Nidre night. Kol Nidre night, we mentioned Kol Nidre Vesare, we do Ataras Nedarim. Ataras Nedarim, that was really yesterday's mitzvah, but I didn't get a chance to talk about it, so we'll talk about it today. Ataras Nedarim. The Gemara says in Nedarim, what's the controversy? What exactly are we doing by Kol Nidre? What are we doing? So the Ran says, nothing really. The Ran there discusses in Nedarim, and the Yumi talks about it. You're not really doing it. It's just Derech Tefillah. Derech Tefillah, Hashem, forgive us. But Rov Rishonim assume that we're doing something related to Nedarim. So there are many Rishonim that say we're doing Ataras Nedarim there. Any neder that we took that previous year, we are being matir neder. That's what we're doing. The problem with that is that Rabbeinu Tam asks on that. Rabbeinu Tam is in Sefer HaYashar in the Chidushim in Simen Kuf, that you usually have to explicate the neder. And here we're not specifying any neder. And also you have to do that in front of three Bezdin. Where's the Bezdin? Everybody's saying it together. Nobody's answering. Who's the Bezdin? Where's the Bezdin? And with a number of other questions, Rabbeinu Tam says that can't be what we're doing. So Rabbeinu Tam says what we're doing is based on a Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara says that a person can stand up on Rosh Hashanah. We do it on Erev Yom Kippur. Actually, we do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah also, but he says a person, we do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and here it says Bir Rosh Hashanah. The Yomar, a person could say, Kol Neder Shani Asid Lidar Yehei Batel. A person could preempt. A person could say, I know sometimes I'm going to get angry this year. I know I lose my temper, I'm going to make it a dar. But you know what? Today, I'm saying, now I'm calm, now I'm thinking properly. I'm saying, any neder that I take in the future, I'm being mevatel now. It shouldn't be a good neder. That's what the Gemara says, with some limitations. Rabbeinu Tam says, that's what we're doing by Kol Nidre. We're being mevatel in the dar in the future. Then you don't have to be mafarik. Then although you don't need the klalim that usual Ataras Nedarim needs. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So what do? We generally, most machzarim have both lashonos. We go, miyom kippurim sha'avar ad yom kippurim zeh, o miyom kippurim zeh ad yom kippurim haba'ah. Right, the next one. So we take into account both shitas in the Rishonim. But again, it's an important discussion relating to Ataras Nedarim, relating more to yesterday's mitzvah, but it's an important point to mention. Good. Let's continue a little bit. Says the Gemara, Midini HaMitzvah, what are some of the other halachas of the mitzvah? As the Gemara says, Mashamar Zechon Lebracha, Hu Eino Miyachal Avalachir Mochlon Lo. If I don't fulfill the mitzvah, the neder, then I'm violating. Lo Yachal Dvaro. But other people can be mochel it to me. That meaning other people could do hafara, if it's a husband or a father, or hatara, if it's a rabbi, who goes shloshe hayotos, or just three men, o yachin mumche, kemoshe kasavnu b'mitzvah kodemus, like we wrote earlier. V'hu adin gam, kenshin ish'olana, like the ish'olat stakos. And if, even by hektish or by tztaka, it's possible to be shoel, any time that something at root is a neder, hektish, tztaka, a hafrasha, Hafrasha Schala, any of those, Mekra Din, can be undone before it's given to the recipient. Once I give a karban, then it's probably too late. Once I give it to the Kohen, then I can't undo it. I gave it to him already. But before that time, I would be able to undo it if there is a reason that I need to undo it. Continues the this applies to all men and women. The overall zeh, the nadar. If somebody violates and makes a nadar, Azar Izal Nashu Below Shvua, Below Kimu, Avar Alav Zeh. violates. This Isra is violated even today. Our Gersa is no Malkus, because there's no Maisa. If you look in the Menachas Chinuch, the footnote here, the Mishnah Melech Ha'aris on the Chinuch, the Menachas Chinuch here notes this must be a mistake. Because you do violate, you do get Malkus. You do get Malkus. Well, let's say I promise this hamburger is awesome to me, and then I eat it. So I violated with a Maisa. Why shouldn't I get Malkus? There are many cases that you would get Malkus. Well, you have to say, because sometimes it's violated without a Maisa, meaning I say, I promise that I will eat the hamburger today, and I don't eat it. So then I violate it without a Maisa. So, could be, but the Gersa that we have is Einba Maisa, but the Achronim assume that this is probably a mistake. So, overall, Neder Asa Isar, you're not Loke. What happens in the other case? What if the Gemara talks about, what if the woman or anyone makes a neder, and without their knowledge it was gotten rid of, and I violate anyway. So Gemara, Rashi quotes it on the pasuk, Vashem Yislach La, the case is a woman made a neder, her husband heard about it, but she didn't hear of the hafara, but it's gotten rid of. The pasuk still says, Vashem Yislach La, she needs a kapara, she needs forgiveness. And the Gemara says, in Nazir Chaf Gimel, Rabbi Akiva used to cry when he read that pasuk. Rabbi Akiva used to say, if this woman, who didn't do anything wrong, she thought she was eating a piece of treif, but she wasn't. Her husband already got rid of the neder, so really she's eating a davar mutter. But because she thinks she ate something treif, so that's enough to require kapara. If you actually eat something treif, if I actually do an aveir, then surely we would need a kapara. There is an unbelievable achronish Torah that's mentioned. The Rabbi Yosef Engel mentions it on that Gemara, and Kimoti Shalarav, because of her mother achronim, that says, why Dakar was Rabbi Akiva crying? Why Rabbi Akiva? Right, all the Tanaim should have been crying when they read the pasuk. So they quote that there are certain sources that say that the Asara Shvatim were Gilgulim into the Asara Haruge Malchus. The 10 martyrs that were put to death were connected. Even the Midrashim talk about it, and the stories go that he said, oh, the brothers never got punished, I'm going to kill you instead of the brothers because you kidnapped. So the 10 Haruge Malchus were connected to the 10 Shvatim. And they say that Rabbi Akiva was connected to Shimon. That's why it was so tragic for Rabbi Akiva. But, continues the Vart, that Rabbi, what the brothers do? Yosef said to them, you didn't do anything wrong. Nah, Hashem had it all in mind. So really, maybe one ketina that they didn't really do anything wrong. It was all part of the divine plan. Ah, but what do we learn from this pasuk? Even if you think you're doing something wrong, even if, as long as you do think you're doing something wrong, even if you end up not doing anything wrong, it happens you're doing something right, you still need kapara. That's why Dafka Rabbi Akiva cried, because that's why he was getting punished, or he was going to get punished. Because if the brothers, if this woman didn't do anything wrong, but she thought she was doing something wrong, she needs a kapara, the brothers as well. Same thing with the brothers. They thought they were doing something wrong, that's why they need a kapara. The problem with the Vart is that the brothers actually did something wrong. They did kidnap. Even though Bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a divine plan to it, but they did kidnap. The case in the woman case is that she didn't do anything wrong. It was kosher. So that's a little different, but either way, that is the Vart that is quoted by the Achronim on that Gemara Nezer Chaf Gimel relating to Lo Yachel. Okay, that takes us through Parshas Matos. We now have only a couple of mitzvahs left to Sefer Bamidbar, the six mitzvahs of Parshas Maaseh, which Bez Hashem will start with next time.